You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I'm going to stop pontificating off into marijuana and stuff. I just start thinking about how bad it is and how many people it's hurting. And again, it's because all these big companies, including biotech companies, for 30 years have been squirreling with it and jacking with it. And it is something completely different than it was. It's like they've taken wheat. Nobody had gluten intolerance 30 years ago. And now they've genetically changed it and then spray it with all these different poisons like glyphosate. Not when it's growing out of the ground so bugs don't eat it and then it dissipates. They spray it a week before they harvest it because it makes fungus not grow. And then you eat the damn stuff. But it's a lot of things. I'm looking to get them as sponsors. There's a big company in Utah that supplies high-end Italian restaurants. I learned about this from a guy that owns an Italian restaurant. I've gotten some of it, and my daughter has gluten intolerance. She's a 7-year-old. She doesn't get it from this. And it's old, original seeds from Italy that grows the wheat they were eating 1,000 years ago. So, again, they're manipulating these plants, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to shift gears out of that. Trump needs to also hit Kamala tonight during the debate about how she tried to put forward three plans with Biden that she pushed to, quote, end the border problem by totally opening the border and legalizing all illegals. She finally posted, as you know, yesterday, her policies, and it's exactly what Biden's been doing and what she's been saying, just worse, and it totally legalizes all the illegal aliens, anyone who, quote, crosses the border illegally. Someone asked listeners, what other tricks do you think she'll pull? And when she has a disastrous performance, the corporate media will try to prop her up and say she won, but when the public doesn't buy it, like they did with Biden, will they try to replace her? And you're like, well, that's crazy. We're only 55 days out. Everything's crazy. They stole the election from Biden, wouldn't let anybody run against him in the primaries that was serious, that didn't drop out, and then installed her. That's what happens when countries go corrupt. They start replacing leaders every few months. And yeah, now the new policy she put out is literally plagiarized. It's just Biden's platform, word for word. Well, because it's the same group. It's not plagiarized. It's run by Obama and the globalists. 877-789-2539. The phones have been loaded. 877-789-2539. And as soon as we go through these calls, I will take more calls for longtime callers, you name it. Right now, it's first-time callers in the first bank of calls. We got Brennan, Sean, Scott, Dave, Derek, Melissa, Crystal, Nick, Roxanne, and others. And Dave in Arizona is first. He thinks that Kamala will win tonight. Okay, tell me, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, I disagree with what's flowing around in the conservative circles. And thank you again for all you do. I'm glad I found you in May of this year. So I don't think she'll pull this chameleon stuff. I think she'll be candid about what she wants to do, this nihilist Marxist approach, because they control the lamestream media. And I think that what will end up happening, because it seems every 20 minutes they need a narrative change, right? We need the newest, hottest story. It'll be that Biden pardons Hunter and then resigns, and she's the 47th president. And then they'll have the lamestream media will have the narrative, contrary to what other people are thinking. She'll be the first black president, according to them. And they'll say when people went in to pull the lever, they couldn't vote for a convicted felon. And congratulations, she got a full term as president.
That's what Roger Stone is most concerned about. And so, yeah, they could dump her, but I think you're right, and that's why I love taking calls. There's a very good chance that'll make her look presidential, and they'll say, oh, it's the first woman president, and because of that, they'll say, we've got to elect her now, and that'll be the excuse to steal it, and they think that will still convince us that she really won. That's why they had to get rid of Biden, because nobody would believe if he stole it the second time. I think you're dead on. In fact, I'm glad you called, because that's really what Roger's saying, and I don't know why I didn't say that. That's why we take your calls. What else do you want to say?
Well, I'm here in State 48. I've been boots on the ground since 2019 when they started impeaching President Trump. I wasn't originally a President Trump fan. I voted against Hillary in 2016, so in fact, I voted for him. But I wasn't a Trump guy from day one. But I saw the whole of government corruption, and that's what every story is now, Alex. And you and your crew pointed out so well. All the stuff with the illegals in Ohio and Colorado, it's to destroy our way of life, and it's all intentional. Because what they want to do is they want to pit different classes of people, illegals versus American citizens at the low end of the economic structure, against each other. So we take our eyes off of our psychopathic overlords. And here in Arizona, we have problems with our GOP party. They were in control in 2020, 2021, 2022. We have an installed governor in 2023, but they made no reforms to our election laws. So they will steal State 48. Carrie Lake and the rest of them didn't win in 2022 because they continue to steal our voices and our votes. It's not really about President Trump or Carrie Lake for me. It's about me. Have any representation here, sir? Thank you.
Great call. Really scary points that I have to say is a real probability. I think you nailed it. Thank you. He nailed it, didn't he? That's why we take your calls. Most of the time, callers are smarter than I am because I've known what he's saying is true, and then he just said it. I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. That's why we take your calls. Derek in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My prediction is that the debate won't happen. A few weeks ago, to honor the vision that I had, the specific words, and it was pretty powerful as it showered me with, it opened doorways and I had tears falling down my cheeks for like 15 minutes. And the words were, the nuke is in Delaware. The nuke is in Delaware. So my prediction is that it's a travesty what's going to happen, because what's his name will beat what's her name in this debate. And it will not just beat her, but shred her if the debate is allowed to happen. In fact, probably the best case scenario is to allow the debate to happen. That's what I pray for, is that this debate will happen and that my vision doesn't happen and we merge into a reality of a peaceful.
Have you had visions that come true before?
Oh, yeah. And dreams. They're in my family. It's a genetic trait that goes back through my mother for many, many generations.
Mine too, to a certain extent. So, expanding on that, I have warned that they could set a nuke off and kill Biden or Trump and blame Iran and launch World War III, then activate sleeper cells, and Iran will actually attack, but the globalists will actually attack and use that to bring in a total collapse in martial law. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I didn't have a vision of that, but I politically have been warning of that. I hope you're wrong. We're going to find out in the next 7 hours here, buddy.
Yep, I hope I'm wrong, too. And I, in fact, if the debate does go down and it happens to be a total shredding of Kamala, it's still not too late for them to pull these things out.
Well, that's the thing. God also gives us visions of possible futures so we can speak to it and stop it.
And that's my prayer. Well, I have a brother who had plans to go to that area this next week, and he canceled his plans based on this. So maybe it was a personal vision for a family member. But anyone who's hearing this, if I were in Delaware right now, I'd get the freak out and get this central states, Arizona, Utah, Idaho.
All right. Thank you for the call. And I'm on record saying this. I could see it politically going on, so you can say it was my subconscious and then did it. But I saw the towers on fire. I talked about this 20-plus years ago, and I went on air, not in July. That's the clip that's popular. I went on the air in April and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame Bin Laden and invade the Middle East. And Chase Geisler's actually found that clip. And so, but maybe it's a collective unconscious, because I didn't know they were making a Lone Gunman episode of exactly that happening at the same time that aired right before 9/11. And then I didn't see it because I didn't really watch a lot of entertainment TV. I'll watch almost none now. And then after 9/11, people, and back then the internet didn't have clips everywhere. There was very few video clips, little short clips on like CNN, ABC News. They were like 10 seconds because the bandwidth cost so much. And so it wasn't a few months into 9/11. After 9/11, I got a VHS tape in the mail so we could play the audio on air. And we didn't have a document cam shot that we put out like Limbaugh did and like Art Bell did, where, you know, every second or two, you know, the bandwidth wasn't too much. You'd have like a shot of what you were showing. So I had that, but I could air the audio on the show. And I was like, I didn't know the Lone Gunman spinoff of the X-Files had a whole episode about hijacking a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center to collapse the tower and blame Afghanistan and invade them. And then I talked to Chris Carter later, and he said, no, the CIA told us to do that production. And he told Vanity Fair that. Or was it Variety? It was Variety. So if you're a new listener and you're hearing this, you can look this up. I mean, this sounds nuts. So I never saw that. No one told me that. I was just seeing the evidence and what was going on. They bombed the World Trade Center before the feds had and cooked up the bomb and ordered them to carry it out. And I'd had Ahmad Salam, the guy that blew the whistle and tried to stop it, the head FBI informant on. And so I knew they wanted to get rid of the towers, and I was seeing a lot of programming, and they were saying Bin Laden's about to get us. But then I had dreams of the smoking, burning towers, not of planes. And so when it happened, I was like, whoa, and I predicted it months before perfectly. So this stuff's real. I hope he's wrong. I hope a nuke doesn't go off in Delaware. Yeah, there's even TV Guide. The September 11th parallel, nobody noticed. March of 2001, to be exact, episode 151 of The Gunman premiered with an episode featuring a terrorist plot to fly a commercial airline into a World Trade Center. The climactic sequence actually shows the plane heading into one of the Twin Towers, but at the last minute pulled upward, just missing the building. Shockingly, this horrifying bit of foreshadowing was never widely reported until Thursday when industry newsletter The Mirror's Report broke the story. How is it that virtually no one remembered this post 9/11? I know. I've been wondering. So, yeah, that was the thing. Back then, there wasn't instant stuff on YouTube or Twitter. YouTube didn't exist. And so I had listeners, I remember, calling in, did you see the X-Files? Like, no, they'd tell me about it, but it would just be a rumor. Kind of like, I've been on air since it happened that morning. I hadn't eaten yet. It was a pizza place a half mile from the house. I ordered the pizza back in the old day, call on the phone, got in the car. It's like four, whatever it was, right when they blew up Building 7. And CBS News, still had CBS Radio. It was on 590 AM, station I've been on as a host. That's what I had it. And I'm driving up, and I'm eating the pizza driving home. I remember sitting there in the parking lot. And again, didn't have phones back then that recorded it. I recorded it. And I'm eating the pizza. See, young people I know hear this stuff. They go, how is it you didn't record it? How is it you didn't put it on? That stuff didn't exist. Unless you had it ready and had a camera ready. And I'm sitting there eating that delicious sausage and pepperoni pizza. Still remember it. But burned in my memory. Pavlovianly. And I'm sitting in the parking lot of my house eating the pizza. And I'm listening to CBS. And they're like, they're going to bring down 7 with control demolition so it doesn't hurt other buildings. They're going to control the militia here in just a few minutes. And then, okay, the building has fallen. They've destroyed the building. And I go in there and say, well, they just said they blew up a building. Have anybody heard about that? And then it wasn't 3 years later that they decided to archive it all on NBC. And boom, we had the videos. So, I mean, I could play clips of you on CBS, CNN, BBC saying they're going to blow the building up. And then PBS. And then I interviewed the people that were there, in the cops and firemen that were there. I found them, got them on the show, who heard the countdown. Get back, they're blowing it up, they're blowing it up. So back then, until after 9/11, way after, no one even pointed out, hey, there was an X-Files show with like 10 million viewers about this. I'm digressing. It just shows how the mind works. You see, that's how they can manipulate us, because most people don't even pay attention week to week, day to day. A month ago is 1,000 years ago. You're trying to tell them, hey, they admitted in 1945 they started putting fluoride in the water that it causes brain damage. And then it came out a month ago. The government goes, we've always known, big deal, we're going to keep doing it. Reuters, AP. And you still tell somebody and they laugh at you. Because, oh, yeah, the government's putting something in the water to hurt me. You know, it doesn't sound real. But it is. Just like the head of the British government task force on the shot, Bauer, at the Crick Institute, saying, yeah, it erases your immune system. This would be great for business. People won't have immune systems anymore. You'll have to give them shots for everything. You're like, what? And he said it almost 4 years ago. And now it's happened. I mean, yeah, there I am. I later interviewed the star of the Lone Gunman show. One day he just shows up at my door. And, of course, he'd been big on the X-Files as well, but all of a sudden... He calls me, he goes, hey, I found out where you live. Can I come over today? And I said, yeah, hell, an hour. Boom. Here he comes to my door. And I go, well, come on the show tomorrow. And he came on the show. I forget his name. What is it? Dean Haglund, yeah, and how the CIA planted the story on him. I mean, I've talked to these people. I'm not here, new listener, like, oh, yeah, you talked to the head of the X-Files, Chris Carter. And, oh, yeah, you had the host of the X-Files on telling, oh, yeah, sure you did. Yeah, folks, I did it all. I'm not making up damn thing here. I wish I was. I wish this wasn't true. God almighty. It's weird as you get older. I always heard as you get older, you get more and more nostalgic. And by nostalgic, it's just you start all the crazy experiences. You start, because I've always lived in the present and the future. But I just can't help more and more live in the past. I still live like 20% in the past, but I used to not live the past at all. Like, I never used to think back to memories of stuff other than was news. And now I'm just like having all these great memories when I was a kid and fishing with grandpa, grandma. Anyways, I digress. The debate's coming up, folks. The debate's coming up in 7 hours and 11 minutes. Live coverage starts now. Been going today. But 6 p.m. Central, share those links for the live feed of the debate at Real Alex Jones, band.video, and infowars.com/show. Because I'm not jealous and I'm not in competition, but we only had 5-6 million viewers when we covered the Trump Biden debate, and Jack Posobiec got 16 million. I don't care. I actually love it. But I want him to get 50 million and I want to get 20 million. And that's up to you to share those links and say, hey, here's the live coverage and analysis of all this happening. Okay. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Melissa in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. This is Melissa from North Carolina. Thanks for giving us a voice.
Thank you.
My ex account is looking for parts. I've been a Trump supporter since 2016. I am MAGA, never strayed away. My talking points are is that Kamala can't think and talk at the same time. And that she shows signs that she has, like, ADD. She bounces around, swings her head around, all that laughing and talking. So my point is I think she's going to be hyped up on Adderall. And I think she's going to try that, those one-line zingers. Then she's going to go online and be like, look what I did, girlfriend, to, you know, low IQ women. And she's going to use the women thing. I'm a woman. So I said no.
I totally agree. No. And then, look, I don't know what she's on, but if you were a cop and pulled her over, she either looks super depressed and on depressants and alcohol part of the time, and other times she's glowing. I mean, at the DNC, she was lit up like a Christmas tree. Did you see that?
Yes, and I was a cop, and most of my career was in the county jail, and we had a super big facility. I dealt a lot with people on different types of drugs, and her actions to me show someone that is ADD. Her mind bounces around. She's uncomfortable when she speaks, like she's not in her own skin. Then she starts cackling and laughing at everything because she doesn't really know what to say. Her talking point, she is a Marxist. She's a communist. She feels that every person that lives the American dream should have their money taken away from them that they worked hard for and distributed out to everyone. We have seen through generations that does not work. When you do that, what you do is you give the government all the money. They have our $7 trillion budget already. We see what they are doing with that money. So if they get a hold of Elon Musk's money, they get a hold of Facebook's money, they get a hold of Amazon's money, we are screwed because they will have complete and utter control. We will be in lines begging for food.
Perfectly said, Melissa. Thank you. Go ahead, finish your point.
She is that one. This is the big thing. One interview that she reads over and over again, it's like Shazam, you have 50% chance of being the president of the United States. That's a good gig if you can get it.
Well, but they want her because she's a dangerous puppet that's fully compromised. We'll do exactly what she's told. Thank you so much for the call, Melissa. You know, I was thinking about when I was driving into the office this morning, what I wanted to say first, and she just said it. And we know this. I mean, we can talk for hours about their statements, their facts, the Cloward and Pippen's just one example. You can't take down an open, free, populist, even quasi-capitalist country. We're a crony capitalist country with a lot of socialism and communism mixed in. So some Americans live a capitalist life but have their money siphoned off. Others are either bureaucrats or government people and live off of it. More and more people become lazy, don't want to work. That's all true, too. So the workers just work harder. But the globalists do want to shut down society because they control the fiat currency. They can buy it all up because they want control. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but they want to collapse it. That's why they're bringing in the drugs and opening the borders and not prosecuting hardcore criminals, because that will bring down a society. And that will give up hope. And you'll just get used to crime and homelessness and needles and feces. I mean, just 5 years ago, Austin was super clean, hardly any homeless. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And I get up a lot early in the morning, and I'm out on the road a lot by 6 a.m. doing stuff. And, I mean, at least once a week, some psycho runs out in front of me. Central Austin, West Austin, South Austin. I've had homeless people three times the last couple of weeks run out in front of me. One time with a baseball bat with his shirt off, basically phone. He turned towards my car, and I slow down, and he just looks at me like a zombie, like, with a baseball bat in his hand, drooling. And I'm just like, I mean, it was just so intense. This morning, I'm driving, and I mean, I see this woman in Daisy Duke shorts. They're like panties, you know, short. You know, they're shorts, not panties, but they're thin panties. And I mean, she had an amazing figure from the back. Beautiful back, beautiful arms, short hair. And I drive by her and I look at her face. She looked like an 80-year-old woman with crazy eyes. I mean, folks, it is Looney Tunes. I was talking to my buddy. We went on a hike Sunday. And he's out in the middle of nowhere with his dog. And all of a sudden, this is on the hike and bike trail in the middle of nowhere. He was telling me where she was at. This is the middle of nowhere. And this gorgeous woman with camo all over walks out 50 feet in front of him and looks at him and just walks naked into the woods. And he said, he's a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL. He later, next time he was down there, decided to go back and look. And it's these giant homeless camps. But there's also normal people that go, and then he talked to them, and they said, oh, we come here and we party and take drugs on the weekend. So I guess it's a thing with women. They go to like these crazy psycho camps and take hard drugs. This was early in the morning. He saw her. So, I mean, this is just crazy, folks. This is crazy. And he said she was gorgeous. I mean, what is that? A naked woman with camo paint all over in the middle of nowhere. I mean, where we were at was like a mile from a road, 2 miles from a road or houses with cliffs. And there's naked women running around out there. I remember like 5-6 years ago, I talked about it. I was down on Barton Creek in the middle of nowhere with my kids, and the creek was running. And I saw, and I knew what they were right away, Guatemalan Indians. They weren't even Hispanic. With their Guatemalan, you know, they wear little weaved hats and everything, and they had tin cans with string on it, fishing and catching fish with a fire. I guess they got here and have been sent somewhere since then. I mean, this is Guatemalan mountain Indians, just, you know, just on the green belt, total cuckoo world. Meanwhile, you tell people that, oh, that's not happening. The hell it didn't happen, and I saw it with my own eyeballs. So stuff's going, so civilization's falling apart, folks. Your kid may be playing video games all day and eating Hot Pockets and, you know, and Ritalin. Okay, that's bad enough. What are they running around the woods naked on LSD or whatever the hell they're on? All right, we're going to break. I didn't do a good job taking calls this hour, but your calls were all superlative. I'm going to take all the calls that are on the board and more, 877-789-2539. Next hour, remember, all this operation takes money. And I need money to fight the enemy. And we can get shut down easily. I know we get shut down. Boy, there's going to be plenty of people wanting to give me money then. I'm not just saying this. I need your help. God keeps you right on E, whatever. DrJonesNaturals.com. Love you, God. It's in your plan, whatever. But I'm asking listeners, we got great products. Next Level Financial Energy, all the Nano Silver products, so many other great supplements. DrJonesNaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support and a lot of big sales and amazing products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, InfoWars MD, and more. All discounted. Sales about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.